Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are all over the world. This is Bella Tosiri and you are listening to A Chat with Bella. As I promised you guys that I'll be interviewing my father and I'll be sharing with you guys his history and as to why I call him my superhero and all that. Most of the time you'll be hearing me calling him Dad, Baba, Papa, Mi Padre, and everything in between. So he's on the next line. And Baba, welcome to A Chat with Bella. How is your day going on?
My day has been perfect after coming from church.
Amen.
I feel great. I feel great.
Okay, that's good. Are you ready for World Cup? I mean, Croatia and England today. Is it England? France
and Croatia.
Yeah, are you ready for the game?
Yes, and I'm just praying for Croatia.
okay, that's good. All right, okay, so my first question to you is, can you tell us a bit about yourself, please?
Well, I thank God for everything he has done to me.
Amen.
I was born in Mwanza, mm-hmm. Mwanza, Gwiru, mm-hmm. Gwiru suburb.
Yes.
That is only some 5 miles mm-hmm. from the town.
Yes.
And this was in, I was told it was a Wednesday, mm-hmm. 10th of February, 1954.
Okay.
The day I was born in Mwanza Regional Hospital.
Amen. Nice. My second question to you is, how was your childhood like?
Yeah, partly I was told how I was during my childhood.
Yes.
And what I remember remotely that I was very much liked.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was the last born before my youngsters became. I'm the seventh born.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine I was really flanked by brothers and sisters.
Right.
And I really enjoyed my preschooler and my scholar life.
Amen. That's nice.
In fact, our life at Bwiru, mm-hmm. we were staying at Bwiru, but also we had some, my father and mother had some business in town,
mm-hmm.
a place called Mlango Moja.
Mm-hmm.
So they had some shops there.
Yes.
So they used to have their work in town. Mm-hmm. And go back in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
But also my father was a teacher,
mm-hmm.
at Gwiru Boys Secondary School.
Yes.
And just to mention, Gwiru Boys is one of the few important, very important schools in the country.
Yes.
Whereby many ministers and elders of this country,
mm-hmm.
Judges passed through that school. Mm-hmm. And I'm also proud to say that our first judge,
mm-hmm.
that is late Francis Nyalali,
mm-hmm.
and the first attorney general also were students of my father.
Oh,
so nice. That school is quite important and is a historical mention. I remember when I was just young,
mm-hmm.
Boys coming from Gwiru Boys and girls coming from the Gwiru Girls,
mm-hmm.
because we were staying there. They used the same road passing our house,
mm-hmm.
going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And just to mention that we were ashore the great Lake Victoria,
mm-hmm.
Which stands to the south of the second largest lake in the world, Lake Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
We really enjoyed our nice time throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
The cool breeze from the lake and the nice fish, tilapia and other types. There were so many types of fish, delicious fish from the lake.
Yes.
That I have up to date, I've never tasted anything better
than that. Amen.
So it was quite nice. It was quite nice, and I enjoyed the fraternity
mm-hmm.
of our neighbors
mm-hmm.
and being a place which is very nice, a very square. There was a series of schools. So it was flanked by schools
mm-hmm.
and also a Christian society called African Inland Church.
Right.
The African Inland Church had the first headquarters in Wiru,
mm-hmm.
whereby they had their press, meaning their printing headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
They had their workshops, very important workshop.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was the first class in Mwanza region. And their workshop were doing so many mechanical works
mm-hmm.
and publishing of books, religious books, right. and also a studio for recording
mm-hmm.
of many choirs of AIC.
Mm-hmm.
And up to date, they're one of the most important choirs in this country are coming from the AIC.
Right.
And I will say that I really enjoyed the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always remember, sometimes I always tune some hymns, some gospel songs from that time.
Right.
Makes me really good, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, eventually my preschooler was quite good, and I had an opportunity. My parents sent me to the first English medium school
yes.
in the region, in the town.
Mm-hmm.
That was it was called Holy Family School.
Mm-hmm.
It was essentially a Christian, a Roman Catholic school.
Yes.
Inaugurated by the Dutch, from the Netherlands.
Netherlands, yes.
And, yeah, so I went first for my grade one
mm-hmm.
to a primary school.
Yes.
Up to grade seven.
Okay.
The first grade,
mm-hmm.
It was a boarding school, but because it was just a founding thing, and they were putting up the boarding buildings,
mm-hmm.
so the first. We had to go as a day school.
Mm-hmm.
So the first class was our class. It was a number, I think it's 18.
Okay.
And 24. That was the first class. Okay. And we were the first opening each class until standard 7.
Oh, wow.
So we were in every class.
Nice.
We were really blessed because everything was new every year.
Right.
Our teachers were so good, very kind to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the level was really good up to standard. And up to now, I would say that is my best education I've ever had in my life. That is the primary school education.
Right. Nice. That's really nice.
The teachers were dedicated,
mm-hmm.
quite dedicated. And my teacher in first grade
mm-hmm.
was the same teacher in grade 7.
Oh, wow.
So it's a teacher who knew me, my character, my everything.
Right.
In everywhere. I would say even more than my parents.
Right, right.
They would know my character. They would know how I know. They would know my sports. They would know whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And during our stay in the boarding,
mm-hmm.
we had every week we had an excursion, mm-hmm. so going out,
mm-hmm.
either we go to a zoo, we go to an island,
mm-hmm.
we go for some picnic,
mm-hmm.
or some recreation activity. so that we refresh ourselves and start a, come back and start anew.
Right.
So that is the kind of education I grew up, and I would say that I don't think that there is a better education than what I had.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
There were some episodes up and about that I remember,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't say the negative episodes, but I had two accidents that occurred. One, I was I don't remember which grade,
mm-hmm.
but I was sent, I think it was the first grade,
mm-hmm.
because my father took me for lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
On going in the car. The car was called a Renault Rojo.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old French type of car. At that time, once you could count the number of cars,
right.
who were passing. So I had an accident that I didn't shut the door properly.
Mm-hmm.
And when I noticed that I didn't do so,
mm-hmm.
I opened it
mm-hmm.
to close it well.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it was just having a turn
mm-hmm.
on the road with a certain speed.
Right.
I don't know. We took that type of speed from our parents, but I don't know. I'm not very sure.
Yes, you did.
My parents, my father used to drive really fast.
Just like you, and just like Frank, and just like me.
And I don't know anybody in my family who drives less than that. Well.
That's crazy.
So it was a corner, and on the other side, so I just, with the acceleration,
mm-hmm.
with the momentum, I fell off
mm-hmm.
the road and I bruised my elbow
mm-hmm.
and my... And there were so many people around just to come in to help me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you see, there's an accident. I woke up. I was not really badly hurt. I didn't feel anything absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And my father took me to the hospital, cured some bruises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember even taking an x-ray or nothing like that.
Right. No.
But... in the afternoon, I went to school after lunch,
mm-hmm.
so life continued. The second episode,
mm-hmm.
In Bwiru,
mm-hmm.
it's a nice area, and there were a lot of areas of which now they've built houses and everything. The environment is totally changed.
Right.
So beautiful rocky mountains, the hills. Are with rocks,
mm-hmm.
but the rocks are being braided, you know,
mm-hmm.
by trees and shrubs.
Right.
And nowadays you go to Bwiru, you see just the rocks are bare.
Right.
The heat is all the time. But at that time, the environment was very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? And with the breeze from the lake, and the environment was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of trees, natural trees, fruit trees, and there were at our house there were some guavas and mangoes, mango trees. We used to climb, and the mango trees were from the German era,
right.
And that is what we call it, from the 40s.
So
when our country was colonized by the Germans, you know, mm-hmm. that's before the World War.
Okay.
So those are big mango trees.
Okay.
So we used to climb them and go for the fresh
Baba.
Fresh night.
Baba, just to clarify this, yes. You used to climb trees, so I inherited this from you, right?
Did you?
Because, I've heard some stories about me climbing trees, and I was wondering who was doing that when between you and Mama, so I already know who was doing it. All right.
Well, I love country because they were there. They were there for us.
Yeah, that's
so true. In this occasion,
mm-hmm.
it was my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We were just going for the good, nice first mango ripe, but they were just at the extreme.
Right.
And everybody we're just climbing just to get the food, get it first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, the branches as you go, they get feeble.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know, I was just looking at the mango. And then before reaching it, the branch broke, mm-hmm. and I fell down.
Oh.
Head down. So I hit my back of my head.
Oh.
And just passed away and lost conscious. And they tell me it was just when I woke up, I was in the hospital. Oh. Just some 4 or 5 hours.
Oh,
then I
that's a long time.
And when I woke up, I remember I vomited.
Mm-mm.
Because the smell of the hospital was not very palatable.
Oh, okay.
I vomited, but the vomiting, because now I'm a doctor, I know why it was the vomiting. It's just because of the head injury.
Mm-hmm.
It was a contusion,
mm-hmm.
and eye confusion.
Oh.
I didn't know what my whereabouts,
mm-hmm.
until the day I was admitted,
mm-hmm.
to the government hospital, the hospital I was born.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice hospital.
Right.
I would tell. Yeah, I always tell everybody that people would say that the government hospitals are not good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I was born in a government hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The care was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been led by Tanzanian doctors. Amen. And nurses.
Amen.
And the what they told me,
mm-hmm.
I remember, was that I was supposed to be in a very quiet place,
mm-hmm.
and and the special diet, and you know, all the medication I was having,
right.
I was given time, whether it was the injections and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I was being so nicely. I've never seen it. The care I had, it was really remarkable.
Nice.
I took very little time for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at that time, mm-hmm. there was a shift. Mm-hmm. My father was the mayor, the first mayor of the town.
Amen. Mwanza. Amen.
Yeah, at that time, mm-hmm. maybe for one reason or another,
mm-hmm.
my care in the hospital was special just because of my father.
Okay.
But of course, I do appreciate.
Amen.
And when I recovered, my sister, mm-hmm. who was staying in Dar es Salaam,
mm-hmm.
came to Mwanza,
mm-hmm.
and because it was called by my father,
mm-hmm.
who was already in Bukoba, transferred to Bukoba,
mm-hmm.
as a first DC, DC meaning district commissioner,
yes.
for Bukoba.
Yes.
Bukoba is on the west bank of the Lake Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa was the first district commissioner of Bukoba.
Yes.
Okay.
And right. After being the first mayor of Mwanza town.
Okay. Nice.
After independence.
Okay.
The independence was in 1961.
Okay.
And I started school in 1962.
Okay.
After independence. So my sister was called to get me,
mm-hmm.
To get me to home, which was now where my father worked.
Mm-hmm.
So my father needed me,
mm-hmm.
there,
mm-hmm.
to have some rest,
mm-hmm.
before I returned to school.
Right.
So she ordered, my father had planned for an aircraft,
mm-hmm.
which takes 45 minutes.
Right.
But my sister thought that aircraft would not be very, very good for me. There was a boat called Victoria,
mm-hmm.
That could be suitable, and because there is known, it takes 12 hours for me.
12 hours and, from Mwanza to Bukoba?
Yeah, Mwanza to Bukoba is just overnight.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's another, it's a lovely sailing. And because I needed a very calm and quiet and environment, that was really very nice. So we had a very nice room. It's a big, big boat. Very nice boat. We had a very nice room. And we had nice food in the boat and nice environment. During the day, the whole day, you could watch the lake and everything. So I really enjoyed it. I had recovered completely. I had no headache. My worst problem was a severe headache.
Okay.
Because I had a fracture.
On your skull?
I had a fracture on my back of my head that is occipital fracture.
Okay.
Without without significant brain damage, but it was just a contusion.
Right.
That's why in the first days I had some confusion and all this. I had intensive care for my headache until my headache really improved a lot.
Right.
So I went to Bukoba. The arrival was around 8 p.m. It was night. And I was surprised because Dad arranged everything. There was an ambulance. I was really laughing. I said, "What is the ambulance for?" And they said, and they were surprised that the guy he was waiting for is just walking with his bag.
Oh, wow.
And the ambulance there. So I said, "No, no, no, I won't go to the ambulance." So I went to the car of my dad and we drove home.
Oh, that's
nice. But Dad insisted that I should go to hospital for a good checkup. So I was readmitted in Bukoba Hospital and a government hospital also. Very nice hospital.
Baba.
For a week. Hey.
So let me tell my people, my listeners. Personally, I have I have never met my grandpa. And the the stories I hear right now, they are fascinating. He sounds to be a really nice big guy because I know he was big.
Yes.
This is nice. I get to learn about him, and now I know where I got my niceness from. All right.
Okay. So I passed the hospitalization for a week. I had a special care, and I tell you that I felt so good, and I just wanted one thing. I wanted just to go back to school.
Oh, nice!
Because I was nearing the end of primary school education examinations.
Right.
My father was in with the aim of postponing my examination because of the condition. I cried because I cried. I said, "No, I'm going to do the examination." But he was insisting that because I had my brain damage, I should spend some time to recuperate and do some. But I insisted that you better call my doctor and he should prove that I'm okay.
Right.
So the doctor said that I'm okay. I could go back. But it was just about a month for the examination. So they communicated with the sisters, my teachers, the Holy Family School. And the sister said, "No, he's doing quite good. I think 1 month is just enough. We'll do some intensive care. I mean intensive teaching." So I was sent back. I went back to school and they arranged very nice tuition for me. And I did the examination.
Nice.
And I passed with flying colors.
Amen.
So those are the moments quite good in my primary school.
Right.
And I would say that in my family, I'm the seventh. I was privileged to join the school because it was the best school in Mwanza.
Right.
English medium, the first English medium. And, everybody was looking at me, you know. very, very great, and our standard 7 examination, they looked greatly at our outcome because it was the first.
Right.
We were the first output from that school.
Right, right.
And I tell you what, our school, which were we were 24 students for the candidates for the examination, in that region, we won to the first up to the 24th of the region came from our school.
Amen.
It was really good. We really made a good party and everything. I remember we had an excursion to Serengeti National Park.
Oh.
Our group, yes. And I remember it was very nice. We had an excursion. We had a camping one night in one of places. I don't know if it was in Gorongoro or Manyara, but then we came back. I have good memories for my primary school.
Nice.
I did well. Yeah. So now that we're staying in our home was in Mwanza, of course it always been, but my father was in Bukoba as a district commissioner.
Right.
Now when we were waiting for our placement in the secondary school, I was placed at the day school in Mwanza. Generally there were two placements, either a boarding school or a day school.
Right.
Those who have passed well, they get a chance to go to a boarding school, which the boarding schools are better.
Right.
And they teach better and they've got good outputs.
Right.
But then they placed me in the day school. I was not happy.
Why?
I was not happy, but my father didn't seem to react to anything. He said education is any place. So I was not very happy. Coincidentally, at that time I was at home in Mwanza, in Bukoba. There was a visitor from Dar es Salaam, the national education minister, and he stayed in our house.
Nice.
So nice. Very coincidence, very good coincidence. Now in our talks over dinner, it was the first or second day, they were just talking familiar things and everything. So I said, while we were introducing ourselves, when he heard that I finished Holy Family School, he was aware of that school because nationally it performed very nice.
Right.
And it was first output. He said, oh, so you are the first output. You should thank your father for sending you to a very nice. I said, oh yes. But you know, I just flashed my point. I said, yes, it's a very nice school, but they didn't treat me well, minister. I said, why? I said, no, because they sent me to a day school. I was only interested on the school, not of the other things.
Right.
I said, why do you say so? I said, I told him the reason. And he ordered the regional education officer for Mwanza to investigate why I was given a day school, where I was supposed to go to a boarding school. The answer was yes, because there were two names. It happened my sister Anna, who was in another school, my father wanted her to go to the English medium.
Right.
So she dropped, I think, two classes just to fit in my class.
Oh.
So we did together the national examination.
Oh, okay.
And coincidentally, again, we scored number 4, both of us.
Wow.
Now in the selection, the thing which happened that made me sad was that they said, so the two series, we can't, if we give them boarding school, it will seem like a favor. So we better give only one, the girl, we give a boarding, and the boy, we give him a day.
Wow.
So when that was known to the minister,
mm-hmm.
the minister just flushed it out. He said, no, the boy should also deserve what he deserves.
Right.
So I was offered the boarding. So I was rejoiced. I rejoiced a lot. Mm-hmm. And in that, I just said, in another dinner, mm-hmm. because that was the only time to talk to the minister.
Right.
Then I told the minister, I said, the places I would wish to go
mm-hmm.
is Tabora Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Tabora Boys happens to be one of the best best schools at that time.
Right.
I think up to date.
Yeah.
And our late father of the nation, Julius Kambarage Nyerere,
mm-hmm.
Mwalimu,
mm-hmm.
Went to school to Tabora also.
Nice.
So it has already always maintained a very nice school, and important people have studied there.
Right.
And I wanted to go there.
Mm-hmm.
My second choice was Mkwawa, Iringa.
Mm-hmm.
Iringa is just south, in the southern part of Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
And Mkwawa bears the name of a very important chief, among the important famous chiefs in Tanzania.
Right.
We recall back to in the German colonial era,
mm-hmm.
he used to fight the colonialists,
mm-hmm.
and when he was attacked and was defeated,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't take himself up, and he killed himself and committed suicide.
Wow.
And that is one of the things that is known in that part of Tanzania.
Right.
That
that's
they never give up.
That's the other side of your tribe.
Yes.
Where our grandma comes from.
My mother comes from Iringa,
right.
But the tribe of Bena.
Oh, Wabena. Okay. Never mind. Okay. I thought she was Hehe.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
They are coming from the same region, but they seem to have a different character.
Yeah, because
they are more furious, and
yes.
they've got characters.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, okay.
They never give up.
Yeah.
Even if you have people, police and everything, they never give up. They used to hang themselves or kill themselves,
yeah.
somehow.
Yeah, I've heard some
so
stories.
So, Power was given that name in that school, also a very famous school.
Mm-hmm.
And my third choice was Tambaza.
Okay.
Dar es Salaam.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'll be given one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, again, for me,
mm-hmm.
The notice came when I was given an entry,
mm-hmm.
entry form to another school,
cool.
which was not in the three.
Right.
It is Tahororo.
Mm-hmm.
That was the choice of my father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my father again.
I know.
This time, he made his own choice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't know about this school.
Mm-hmm.
It was just there in Bukoba.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I thought he chose it because I should be near him or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
But I never regretted,
mm-hmm.
because it was really indeed a very good school.
Nice.
And I went to school,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very nice school compared to other schools,
right.
in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And its output was very good. The teachers were excellent,
mm-hmm.
very, very dedicated.
Right.
And I enjoyed my, and I think I had a lot of benefit learning through, and it was quite intensive.
Right.
We didn't, I would say that in my secondary education,
mm-hmm.
we didn't waste time.
Okay.
We didn't waste time to waste, and it was quite intensive.
Right.
We used to have a lot of sports, and every time was occupied completely until 10 p.m.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was very integrated. Every day we would do some sports and everything.
Right.
Now, talking about extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Sports, I could do athleticism a bit, football a bit. But I don't know, for one reason or another, I just landed to boxing.
Yeah.
Something which was not practiced in the school. And we were doing it illegally, and well, we were called sometimes to just to be warned about the practice itself. Well, we just continued, and we were caught up with the region, the town, the team. And we were practicing with them. And eventually they asked our headmaster to allow us, to allow us to incorporate, because we were so good.
Right.
We were two in number.
Right.
And eventually I remember in 1971 in Form 3, we participated in the regional team.
Oh, nice.
For... Yeah, and eventually we went to Dar es Salaam for the match.
Right.
It was great. It was just an event, you know. And without the consent of my father, and my father would never ever hear about something like that.
Right.
He will never hear something like that. So, what he would do? Just ban and stop me from that.
Right.
But eventually we went to Dar es Salaam.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Dar es Salaam to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we fought, and I got a silver medal.
Mm-hmm.
I won and a silver medal, and before ending, there was this, you know, advertisement and everything. And I never knew that I could come up in magazines and everything like that. There is a sports writer who is a close friend, a family friend. I did not know. He took a picture. One of them was a nice knockout, very big picture in one of the magazines, big, broad magazine, and he took half the page with a big picture. Me giving a knockout to my colleague, and the heading read Tosiri, young Tosiri, knockout with an uppercut or whatnot, and it was in the news that day.
Right.
And my father in office at that time. Sorry, my father had already retired when I was in Form 1 ending.
Right.
And in Form 3 he was just at home. But he would always read
newspapers.
Now, being at home, he was doing some administrative work in an office. He had a visit. Now, he had that magazine, but he did not read. He never reads the sports column.
Yeah.
But then when a visitor came, he just put down the newspaper upside down. So the last page was up. Now the visitor, who was his friend, he said, and a family friend also, he read the news and said, oh, congratulations, I can see there Isaiah is doing good in sports.
That visitor was supposed to mind his own business.
Yeah, so he spoiled the broth. Then my father read it all and said, okay. He didn't comment, but after the visitor left, he had to ring to Dar es Salaam. At that time, the phone call, a direct phone call, was called trunk call. Trunk. So that was a quick message to my sister, who immediately left the hospital,
her office.
Her office, she was working with East African Post and Telecommunication as a personnel manager. So she She went to the stadium where I was practicing and staying, the national stadium, and she told me the news. I laughed it off and said, okay, it's lucky that that father is aware when we are finishing. We'll be just back home. Be back to school.
Right.
He wanted to go to school. I said, okay. There were no mobiles, so that I could never receive any call from direct from any place.
Right.
Neither telephone. There is no office. I was not confined on it. So eventually, we left with my silver medal. There with it. I still continued my practice in boxing.
Right.
Yeah, it was just in my head, you know. I loved it. And after my secondary education, I was involved in science. So I liked science subjects, mainly chemistry, biology, and physics, with of mathematics.
Right.
I passed my O level, ordinary level secondary school, and I was selected to go to high school, and that was in Moshi High School.
Right.
Another place which was very nice is at the foot of Mount the lovely Mount Kilimanjaro.
Nice.
The environment was very conducive for study. My combination was physics, biology, and chemistry. I did it very nicely, so. But still continue with my boxing.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I continued with my boxing, and I was promoted, and in that time, my colleague, called Emmanuel Mulundwa, he became the first president of the Amateur Association of Boxing.
Oh.
In Tanzania.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
nice.
It was. And wow. And I thought that if I could go continue in that line, I could be one of the big boxers in this nation. But I think in my high school, I really tuned myself to become a doctor because my combination really allowed.
Right.
And I was very much interested in biology and chemistry, and that is what I really like.
Okay.
I remember I would just forge in the laboratory and do my experiments extra in my extra hours. I remember my Swedish biology teacher and an American chemistry teacher.
Oh, nice.
They were very much dedicated people.
Nice.
After classes, you go to them, you don't understand anything. You go just to the laboratory and do them. To the Swedish teacher, you'll go about and look for some frogs and just go and dissect them. And in the night, oh, that was lovely.
Wow.
It was full packed. It is full packed teaching and full of activities.
Right.
That one would not leave
the class
doing something else absurd.
Right.
It was really a full pack learning period.
Nice.
I remember then even sometimes we would seem to be young doctors while we were still in secondary school, in high school. Would walk to the nearby hospital. It's a referral hospital called Kilimanjaro Christian Medical Hospital, that is KCMC in Kilimanjaro. It's a big hospital.
Yeah.
We'd go to the library just to study,
right.
Just to have a quiet thing and study and everything. That is the best moment I remember, that I was really diligent in studying.
Nice.
And we were getting a very nice support for our studies. And I know many people who have passed through Moshi High School are now good in their position, whatever they are.
Amen. That's really nice.
I will never forget whenever I pass through Moshi and say, that is the school. That is the school that made me what I am today.
One of the schools, Baba. One of the schools.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. So just for the few minutes that we have, just tell us a little bit about your parents. How were they like?
Yeah, my father was born in a small town called Bagamoyo
mm-hmm.
in 1907.
Okay.
And one would wonder why in Bagamoyo.
Mm-hmm.
It happens that his descendants were coming from Congo, mm-hmm. East Congo.
Yes.
A place called Bukavu.
Yes.
And my grandfather
mm-hmm.
was a chief somewhere in Bukavu.
Right.
I've never been there, and I hope I can go one day and see where my roots were coming from.
Right.
Now, the history of their migration
mm-hmm.
is as follows. That history was written by my father, and there is a book. There is a notebook where he has written with his own pen.
Amen. Who has that book?
His my grandfather was a chief,
Baba,
of a certain.
Who has the book? Do you have it?
The book is with Benzo Siri.
Oh, okay, uncle. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I know every all the details at least, and no, my grandfather mm-hmm. was a chief,
mm-hmm.
and the chief, he had a couple of wives.
mm-hmm.
I had a couple of wives, and that's typical African. And at that time, there was this period of the slave trade from the Arabs.
Right.
They were coming from the east coast of East Africa
mm-hmm.
and going serially
mm-hmm.
and towards Central Africa, Cameroon, Chad, and the Congo.
Right.
And so saying,
mm-hmm.
they would gather slaves, come back to the coast, and ship them to other countries, mainly Saudi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at that time, it was just I don't know, it was a coincidence. When they reached that place in Bukavu,
mm-hmm.
as a place called Kalemi, I don't know for sure,
mm-hmm.
they gathered. It's supposed to be a sister
mm-hmm.
of my father.
Of your grandfather or your father?
No. It's the grandfather's sister. Young sister.
Okay.
Who was staying with him.
Okay.
It was very young.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arabs
mm-hmm.
took her.
Because mm-hmm. she was way too beautiful. I remember that.
She was beautiful, but when they take, there's nothing like beauty. It's only slavery.
Oh, okay.
There's only one class. Yeah, when they take somebody, it's just slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the grandfather had left the village for her. They would go for 2 weeks or so, for a fortnight,
mm-hmm.
for hunting. And after they are hunting, they bring all the meat and everything
mm-hmm.
in caravans.
Mm-hmm.
And they, well, it's a myth for the whole village.
Right.
So it's an event from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
During this period, that young lady
mm-hmm.
was taken by the Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
And all the way from Congo, East Congo,
mm-hmm.
across Lake Tanganyika,
mm-hmm.
that is the one of the borders of the western borders of Tanzania,
right?
And it's one of the deepest lakes in the world.
Right.
I think it's the second or the third.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite, it's a long but also very deep.
Mm-hmm.
Now they crossed all the mainland Tanzania
mm-hmm.
up to Bagamoyo. Bagamoyo is in the coast region, near Dar es Salaam. It's some few miles from Dar es Salaam.
Right.
It was the special port for slavery. Mm-hmm. Even if you go now, you can have a full history of how the Arabs were taking the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the name Bagamoyo derives from the normal native Swahili mixed language, Bagamoyo, that is you throw your heart.
Right.
Drop your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That is the slaves, when they reach there, they are not able to see where they go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't see the ocean.
Oh.
So there are some tunnels which are built away from the beach.
Right.
Some distance. Mm-hmm. They go in the tunnels, and when they come up, it's in the beach. They go directly to the boats, and they have been cuffed. They don't see anything, and that's why that they drop their hearts. They don't know anything where they are going, and there they are. But there is a building before they stay, and they are where they were. It's just a waiting house for the slaves.
Oh, okay.
Now, she was among the slaves, but her care was a bit special.
Different.
Because the slaves were tied together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They were tied together, and it's a torture. It's a human torture.
Right.
But she was tortured. Now, when this convoy of my grandfather returned, the first news was that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, that can't be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find my young sister by hooks and crooks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the pathways, they follow the slave traders.
Right.
It's known. So they followed all the tracks, and I don't know for how long they traveled until they came to Bagamoyo.
Okay.
And the aspect of a chief, the Arabs, the slave traders, really respected, because they knew that they are very furious and they can go to war.
Right.
And they admitted that they didn't take the sister as a slave. They just took her because they wanted her and to be in Saudi, and they will really take care of her, and they will make sure that they get married and all this stuff.
And because she was beautiful.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
But you know, my grandfather insisted that that is not reason to take her.
Yeah, that's true.
So they paid a lot of, a lot of gold and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, now you don't need to go back to Congo. We'll build you a house. So they built a house for my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Bagamoyo.
They bribed him.
They bribed him, and I said, okay. He said, okay. The rest of the crew, the rest of the group of the caravan returned, but he stayed there, and I don't know what happened, but his wife, who was his wife, or his wife was coming from Congo or from the native there, whatever happened. But what I know is my father was born in Bagamoyo.
Okay.
After my father was born,
because the
main activity there was just a barter system.
It was
of
what?
Trade. Barter system, do you know it?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, barter system of trading. Because we're coming, the East Coast of East Africa was very famous in trading, trading with the Far East, India, Persian Gulf, and all these areas. So they used to go a lot of exchange and for commodities.
Mm-hmm.
So in so doing, Zanzibar is very close. So they shifted. they did a lot of trading with Zanzibar, and they found Zanzibar is a better place to stay. You know, people who have just stayed for one place and moved to another,
and that's the
they
reason,
will still move to another.
That's the reason why Zanzibar is our second home, right? Second, third.
Yeah, so Zanzibar, in fact, Bagamoyo, they didn't stay very long.
Oh, okay.
And then to Zanzibar, and there is where they, my father grew.
Oh, okay.
They grew up.
Okay, nice, nice. All right, Baba, that was a really, really good story. I'm learning a lot. So we'll continue from Zanzibar to somewhere else on the next episode. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for agreeing on doing this interview with me. I appreciate, and I appreciate you. And go watch your game. Go watch your game. I'll talk to you soon. I love you, and have a great day.
Okay. I appreciate. Amen. Next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.